We're missing a couple guys here.
Yeah. Smoll's not feeling well.
Smoll's not feeling well?
I don't think so.
I always push not feeling well either.
No?
No.
Okay. You may remember Thursday we spoke about the big Reish and the big Dalet. Remember? Are you here? I'm in here. Alright. The brief part was that like Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has a big Dalet, and Chazal say because you might mistaken it with a Reish. It does one of the big Dalet, Dalet and Reish look alike, and you might say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Acher. The question is like, what kind of a nut would say that? But and then it says Lo Yelach Lo Sishtachav El Acher. It's also a big Reish. Instead of a big Dalet, a big Reish. You shouldn't bow down to foreign gods. Le'el Acher, so it's a big race, you shouldn't say, you shouldn't read it, Lo Sishtachav Le'el Echad. So the pshat is that there was a period, and particularly a strong period in the history, but it goes with all of us throughout history, where we didn't want to, we didn't like the idea of one God. It was it's too troubling. One God is a very troubling idea, which is why none of the religions accept one God. Dualism, polytheism, Christianity, all the religions of the world, although they believe in God. I was just happened to be reading that Alexander the Great, I'm just reading this in the history book on God, Alexander the Great was an Aristotelian, and Aristotle believed in one God. But Aristotle was, I presume, God. Who was the one God that he believed in? You know, he was God as we understand it. But Alexander the Great, one of the only things that he couldn't like make peace with Aristotle's teaching is that there was an absolute one God, an absolute Achdus. He had a problem with that. So he brought Zeus into the picture. Zeus is not God. Zeus is like apparently like a Midas Adin. Of an Avodah Zarah. So I just happened to be reading this, that there was like a struggle in Alexander the Great's mind between, so what was the struggle? Not that we have to darshan in Alexander the Great, but what was the struggle? The struggle was that the minute that you say that there's one God, so then you have contradictions in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing good, he's doing hurting things, there's health, there's happiness, there's disease, there's death. It's complicated. It's easier to meet a Sarachman, there's meet a Saddin. It's complicated to make all these things work. So people preferred to have two gods or to divide them up or something, which is our answer to the whole thing. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elokeinu meet a Sarachman meet a Saddin. It's Hashem Echad. It's all one. We're able to somehow, we have the intellectual capacity to be able to create a unity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say everything Hashem does is for the good. So the Jews, when they built the golden calf, as Chazal tell us, the Malbim is Meirachan, the whole problem was not with the Egel Hazav, the problem was with their relationship with Moshe. They saw Moshe didn't come, so they built the golden calf to replace Moshe, because Mashma, so the Malbim, Mashma, that they considered Moshe to be a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get mean sometimes, in their view, Moshe Rabbeinu was always matzdik and always making them, you know, no, they're good people, they're all right, take them out. He was always arguing on their behalf. So instead of seeing him as a shliach, they saw him as sort of the midas harachamim. You understand that? Hmm. So when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, they immediately felt godless, so they built the Egel Hazav, which was of shituf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, after they built the golden calf, they said, Ela Elohecha Yisrael, these are your gods. These are your gods. Now we have the Egel Hazav, right? That's the pasuk. Ela Elohecha Yisrael, plural. Is this God? Is the other God? It was a shituf. Hashem said to Moshe, when this happened, Lech Reid. People have become corrupt, descend the mountain. So I pointed out that Hidafki used the word raid because raid is a ration, raid is a dalet. This is a big ration, a big dalet, echad. People would say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Achayer. Midas HaRachamim is Achayer. So somebody else. People would say, Lo Yishtachvu Le'el Echod. Don't bow down to one God. Make sure you have two. So we have a big Dalet and a big Reish. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, here's the people. They messed up on the Dalet and the Reish. With the big Dalet, the big Reish. They messed up Lech Reid. Reish Dalet. Lech Reid Kishir Hazam. Okay. So shot one. That's a review of what we said. You look far away. Are you with me? Are you agree? Maskim?
Not feeling so well.
That's okay. I'm here to make you feel better. We're here to help. So let me say something now that'll mamash make you feel better. the more simple pshat in Leif Reid, Shem said to Moshe, remember, here's the scene. Shem says to Moshe, go down. He doesn't have to go down. That's not the point, to go down. The point is not to go down the mountain. That's not the issue. The issue is, I'm not going to give you the Torah. You know, the issue is, take the Aseret HaDibros and just leave them here. He already had them, Oops, Lech Reid. So the Ramban says, Rashi brings part of it, and the Ramban says it all comes from the Gemara. Lech Reid, this is the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe to go down. It didn't mean to physically descend the mountain necessarily. That's what he was telling him. Go down the mountain. Lech Reid Megdulasva. Now you have to descend from your greatness. Get this. In other words, Lord's a Chazal, Klum Nasati L'cha Gdula Ela Bishul Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are a great man. Maybe one of the greatest men in history. B'chlal, from the whole world. But once the people have sinned, you have to descend from your greatness. You are no longer a great man. So it means that Moshe Rabbeinu's Lech Reid, not go down the mountain, but go down your madregas. You're on a high madrega, go down your madregas, because Klum Nasati L'chagdula, I only gave you greatness for one reason, Bishul Yisrael, for the Jewish people. The Jewish people are not one with you. It's like a body. Human body has a body and it has a head. So the head has to be attached to the body. Secretion of layamus. You separate the head from the body. So the head has no function. It's a head, right? It's a head. It has no function without a body. A body has no function without a head. So there was a separation that took place. A dichotomy just took place between the Jewish people and Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem said to Moshe, you're the head of what? You're the head of what? There's no more Jewish people to speak of. So therefore, all of the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was being told is profound, says the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling you that all of the greatness that you have achieved in life, personal greatness, is worthless at this moment. Lech Reid Megdulasva, you have no more greatness. Klum Nasati L'cha Gedula Ela Bishul Yisrael. The only reason I gave you any greatness is for the Jewish people. So Scheinberg always gave a beautiful mashal. He said that if you think about the on this Ramban, he said, if you think about the old time scales, you know what I mean? It's like two plates, and then you got to get it. So what happens is, like, you put the chicken over here, and it goes down. So you got to put a weight over here. So the weight that makes it even it tells you that's the weight of the chicken. Mm-hmm. So that's the way a scale works. So the whole idea of a scale, we don't cop it today on the digital readouts, but the whole shot in the scale has to do with balance. It's all a balancing act. When you get perfect balance, then you have... So the Gemara says that Moshe shokel kechol ha'am, which translates as Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to the Jewish people. And the Gemara says shakul, like the shekel is a weight measurement. So it's interesting that Moshe weighs the same amount as the people. So you find this in Chazal a lot of times, that if you would put the whole Jewish people on one side of the scale and you put Moshe Rabbeinu on the other side of the scale, you have equal weight. They equal themselves out. So it's a whole different picture. It's not just equal sign, but so Scheinberg explained, if you analyze the scale, what's happening is, when it's in perfect balance, is that one side is carrying the other side. You know, take the side off, this side falls. Take the side off, this side falls. So it's not just they happen to be of equal weight. Each one is performing a function to keep the other one up or down. So so when the Gemara says Moshe was shakol kechol ha'am, that Moshe was equal to the people, it means that Moshe was carrying the people, and the people were carrying Moshe. So now that the people descended, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to descend also. Moshe shakol kechol ha'am. So that's the pshat leif rei, second pshat in leif rei. By the way, this parsha also, this past week's parsha, you have the Rashi explains that everybody brought their gifts to the Mishkan. Everybody brought gifts to the Mishkan. And the Nasiim didn't bring. You'd like, what does Nasi mean? What does it really mean? Huh?
To lift up. Mm-hmm.
To lift up. To carry. Nasi. Right? So, it's interesting. So the Nasiim, let's keep it in mind, means to lift, to carry. So the Nasiim didn't bring anything. So Rashi says, why didn't they bring anything? Nasiim, why didn't they bring anything? At the beginning, they didn't bring anything because they wanted to see what was missing. They said they'll make up the deficit. Let everybody bring what they're going to bring, Rashi says. And it's like it was a beautiful thing. That's what rich people do. You know, you collect all the money you can collect, and then whatever you're missing at the end, I'll make up the deficit. It's a nice thing, right? it's a nice thing. I remember that years ago, Mr. Reichman told me that he was giving me an example as to how he gets into Proud Reichman. At that point, was like probably the richest Jew in the world, maybe the richest person in the world. So in Toronto, so he said to me that when his kids were in school, says Moshe Rabbeinu, his kids are in school, so they said to him, you know, Mr. Reichman, I don't expect you to pay like full tuition. You got to do something more than that. You're Reichman, right? You just pay, just pay tuition. So he said. He said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, you collect all the tuitions. You go, if you have a deficit, I'll take care of the deficit. That was what he said. It was noble, right? So he said that his tuition would have been, $20,000, but the deficit was $80,000. So he paid $80,000. The next year, the deficit was $175,000. The third year, deficit was $500,000. So he calls the banal. He says, what's going on with the deficit over here? He says, what can I do? He says, whatever I call somebody to ask them to pay tuition, they say, well, I should give tzedakah to Reichman. Yeah. I don't pay it, he's paying it, let him pay it. You know? So the Reichman was like complaining about this tzedakah to Reichman. That's really what the Nasiim were doing. So Rashi says, like a real sharp thing, he says, they waited till the end, and they didn't give anything. The Kivan Shinisatzlu, but since they were lazy, Rashi says, "Nechstru oisachas mishmam." Nasiim, they're spelt without a yud, missing a yud. Yud is the Shem Hashem. They're missing a yud from their name. At the end, it says that they gave the avnei shoham. They gave the avnei shoham, the avnei miluim. Those are like the stones for the breastplate. Those are the most expensive thing. The diamonds, the rubies. You know, they gave like really expensive stuff. So they should have gotten their name back, right? They should have gotten the yud back from their name. Right? I mean, where's the laziness over here? So the Noam Elimelech, Siddush Sefer, Elimelech from the Gents, he says that the pshat in these Nasiim were, it's just such an interesting thing when you think of it. Like the pshat in these Nasiim were that everybody was giving. Everyone was giving something, right, to the Mishkan. Everybody was donating to the Mishkan. And they said to themselves, you know, we're Nasiim. You know, like, we're Rebbes. We can't just give with everybody, like everybody. We've got to do something special. We'll see what's something special. The Taka gave something special. They gave, like, a Rebbish a gift. You know, they show them. They gave these beautiful diamonds, beautiful rubies, these unbelievable stones. The Taka gave something special. So what was why are they missing the Yud? So Dushas Levi said, because they separated themselves from the people. People are giving, just give. Don't be a rabbi. You have to be a rabbi. That's what he said. You have to be like make yourself into a big rabbi. People are giving, give. You know, afterwards you want to be finished. It's like Hilu, like, pay the tuition like everybody else is paying the tuition. Afterwards you want to give a donation to Avnei Shoham. I'm not knocking Reichman. I'm just saying that just in the CA Yisrael. So Rashi is just a deep derher, you know. The problem was not with they gave this much, they gave that much, they gave too much, they gave too little. That's not the issue. The issue is they separated themselves from the people. The head the heads have to be part of the body. The head and the body can't be separated. So the minute they separated themselves, what do you, you're not in the Siyah Yisrael, so they're missing a yud from their name, says the slave. You know, what kind of a Nasi are? A Nasi is somebody who's carrying the people. You gotta be in the carrying mode. So it's a tremendous thing how much the greatness that we can achieve. You don't achieve from being separate from the people. Not in Judaism. The greatness you achieve is dafke comes from the people who are the pain in the neck usually. These are the people. The more they attach to the people, you see what I'm saying? The more you attach to the people, the more you have more letters in your name. The more chashuv you are. And that was Moshe Shokel. So let me take 5 more minutes. I just want to show you something. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Gamliel, it's a quote from Rabbi Gamliel, Benoi Shor Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Interesting. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Nobody else was called Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They were Nasiim, but they weren't called Hanasi. Right. Hillel was a Nasi, he wasn't called a Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was his name. So the Mepharshim say, the Rishonim say that he was a Gilgal. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was a reincarnation of Yaakov Avinu. And Hanasi stands for Hu Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu. Hu Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu. So and there's a million similarities between Rabbi Hanasi and Yaakov Avinu. We have to talk about it. It's like a whole. It's a shir unto itself. Yeah. It's a book. The similarities between Rabbi Hanasi and you know, the Tiferes. It was an unbelievable thing. Anyway, so Rabbi Hanasi had a son. His name was Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel said as follows, this is a Mishnah, let me learn with you this Mishnah for a second. Chapman's Mishnah. He says, Kol ha'ameli mimatzibur, if you work with the public, if you work with the people, work for the people, with the people, by the people, yiyu ha'ameli mimoyim l'shem shemayim. You should always do it l'shem shemayim. In other words, don't work for the people for the purpose of making yourself into a great man. Work for the people to help the people, l'shem shemayim. And then he says a strange thing. Shizchus avosam misayatam. Because if you go to Shem Shemayim, then their schus avos, right? I help you, your schus avos is going to help them. That's going to make the whole thing work. He's putting forth a process here that comes twice. You help people. Let's say, Shai decides to help everybody in this room, right? So, you help everybody in this room. Everybody has their own schlussim, right? Everybody has their own schlussim. All those schlussim come to play to make Yeshaya successful. So it comes out, all of a sudden, you've got success. That, like, where did that come from? The answer is it came from all the people, and their and their schlussim, and their mitzvahs, and their fathers, and forefathers, and everything. That's where it came from. Somebody did a mitzvah 10 generations back. That's helping over here. Now Yeshaya says, hey, I'm a great man. What do I need the people for? Let's get rid of the people. So you cut off the people. Okay, you just decapitated. So now who loses? Both are dead. Both the body is dead. And that's it. So Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says, help people, l'shem shemayim, sh'schus ha'voysa misayatam, v'tzidkasam ha'medes la'ad. Their schusam will help. Their tzidkis will help. Their righteousness will help. So you say to yourself, so what's going to be with me? If everything that I did just comes from you. Do I have any greatness at all? Does Moshe Rabbeinu have any greatness at all? So the answer is, Atem mala ani aleichem socher harbe kila asisam. I'll give you the schar as if you did it. In other words, Hashem says to Moshe, Enochanami, you have no schusim unto yourself. The only reason you have any schusim at all is because of the Jewish people. Now you've been decapitated from the Jewish people. You're ahead. You're out of context. You're nothing. So leich reid. You go down from your godless, so Moshe Rabbeinu has to ask the question, okay, so now let's say I connect with the people. So does that mean that I don't really have any greatness onto myself? So here's the tricky thing. Hashem says to him, that Atem, as far as you're concerned, Mala ani aleichem socher harbe kila asisam. I'm going to give you the same schar as if you did it all by yourself without the people. So it's a gewaldige thing. Like if a person works for the tzibur, you get like Mishuna Dikasiyata Dishmaya. Instead of just your own Siyata Dishmaya, you get everybody's Siyata Dishmaya. So if I'm working on everybody's Siyata Dishmaya, what am I getting out of it? So the answer is I get the schar as if it's all by Siyata Dishmaya. So this is Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. What happens now? The next year is ready to start?
No, not really.
No? Let me take another 5 minutes. I want to tell you. Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay, Bamas?
Yes.
So let me just tell you why I think Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, said this word, which is like Mamish touches up what it is we're talking about. The Gemara says in Shuvas as follows. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died. Fascinating. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died. Shas Ptirashi showed Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, Amar Libni Libana Anitzarech. I need my children here. He was dying. We went to Tzipuri, you remember? Who was there? Went to Tzipuri. So we went to Tzipuri, that's where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died. His sons were in Beis She'arim, we're in a different place, about 50 miles away. So he said to everybody, come to Tzipuri over here, I want to talk to everybody. He was like a little bit isolated there. So his sons came. Remember, this Rabban Gamliel is one of his sons. Nichnasu bana betzlai. His sons came, and he began to say his will. Amar lahem, he said to them, Hizharu b'kvoidi imchem. First of all, he says, watch your mother's kavod. I'm dying. Be careful of the kavod of your mother. So the Rishonim explained that it wasn't really their mother. That was what do you have to tell them? The Gemara says it was a deraisa. They have to tell them to keep a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really their mother. It was a second wife of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Was like a stepmother, so they might. So al pi halacha, you have to do kavod for your stepmother also, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says kaved es avicha l'rabos, vi es imecha devav is l'rabos, even a stepmother. But that's only talking about while the father is still alive, right? Because it's all part of giving kavod to the father. But once the father dies, Hava Amino, you can just forget about the old lady, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, I'm dying, he's Harub Bikvoid Imcha. Careful with your mother's covered. Call them your mother. And then he gave other instructions. I want there to be a candle lit where I lived all the time. Ner Yudalik Bimkaimi, Shulchan Yayarif Bimkaimi. I want the table to always be set on Erev Shabbos, just like it was set when I was there. Yosef Chafni, Vishimon Efrati, Shimshuni, these two people were Mishamish me, Bechayai, Hemi Shamshuni, Moisi, I want them to have the covet in my Levaya and to carry me, my two Shamashim, etc. And then he said a bunch of other things. And then he said, bring in the Chachmei Yisrael. So you remember the scene, everybody had to travel up that mountain. The Chachmei Yisrael traveled to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi to visit him right before he died. And he gave them instructions. And he said, Altis Beduni by Yorais. He says, I don't want any hespedim in small cities, just big cities. he wanted there to be big hespedim. He thought it was a time for chizik for Klal Yisrael. And then he said like this. He says, Shimon Bini, I have two sons. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has two sons. Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, and Gamliel Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Shimon Bini Chacham. I want my son Shimon to be the Chacham, means the Rosh Hashiva. It's going to be Rosh Hashiva. Gamliel Bnei, my son Gamliel, Nasi. He's going to take over as the Nasi. Right? And Chanina Bar Chama, Yashav Bereish. Okay. Chanina Bar Chama, another guy, he'll be the head of the Beis Din. So the Gemara says, well, Shimon Bnei Chacham, he said my son is, Shimon should be the Rosh Hashiva. So Hachi Kamar, Apal Pisha Shimon Bnei Chacham, this is what he meant to say. Even though that my son Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, is the bigger Talmud Chacham, Gamliel Bnei Nasi, I want my son Gamliel to be the Nasi. In other words, Gamliel was older than Shimon. And Shimon was the one who everyone was expecting to take over the head of Klal Yisrael. So he said, I don't want my Shimon is a much smarter person than Rabbi Gamliel. There's a lot of stories about how Rabban Gamliel wasn't, I mean, I'm not, everything's relative, but this Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, was not his brother, Rabbi Shimon. But he said, even though Shimon is the bigger Chacham, I want Gamliel to be the Nasi. Why? Because he's older. And he quoted Psukim to say that you always have to give over the Malucha to the older son. So Mar says, give it over if he's qualified, but if he's not qualified, says Mashmi, he wasn't qualified. He's not qualified, so how are you giving him the godless? That's what the Chachamim asked him. How can you give him the Nasi if he's not qualified? So he says, Afal pi, nehi de'enoi memalo makoim avoisa b'chachma, even though he can't take over the Nesius in terms of his wisdom, but Yerushet Memala Mekoyim Avos Avavim. He's a Yerushamayim just like I am, and as far as, because he's a Yerushamayim, let him take over. Now, if you go through a lot of Gemaras, there was a big problem. When Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, and when Gamliel became the Nasi, this was Gamliel, not Rabbi Gamliel. He was named after Rabbi Gamliel. But when he became the Nasi, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel was the Rabbi Gamliel, was Shimon Gamliel, Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that was all the Hillel family. When Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, the people were uncomfortable with Gamliel being the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. They felt it was just, no, he's not the real Chacham. The real Chacham is Shimon. And maybe why do we have to give so much kavod to Gamliel? Because it's tzaddik. But, you know, it wasn't like the right choice, they felt. It was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's choice. So there's a lot of Gemaras which, you know, explain the challenge of Rabbi Gamliel of always being looked at as the one who was not the real right choice to be the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, as great of a man as he was. So it's very interesting to me that Rabbi Gamliel, here the Mishnah, let me learn the Mishnah with you again. Rabbi Gamliel, v'noi shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, said, look, I'm working with the Tzibur. I'm going to work for the Tzibur. If I work for the Tzibur, kol ha'amelim ha'tzibur yu ha'amelim mimayim l'shem shemayim. I'm working for the Tzibur l'shem shemayim. Now, what did we just learn today? What happens when you're working for the Tzibur?
They pick you up.
So if I'm not worthy in some way to be the Nasi Yisrael, this is your problem. In other words, the community gets the rabbi they deserve. Klal Yisrael gets the Nasi they deserve. And if there's a problem with the Nasi, there's a problem with Klal Yisrael. There's a problem with Klal Yisrael, there's a problem with the Nasi. So, you know, we say to ourselves, why don't we have Gedolim like the Vilna Gaon? And maybe we do, but why don't we have Gedolim like the Vilna Gaon? So the answer is, are we the generation of the Vilna Gaon? Why do we have Hillel? Are we the generation of Hillel? So you have to, like the head has to match the body, otherwise it's weird. Right? Can you imagine, like, big gigantic head? Kind of, it looks like a caricature. It's not a real thing. So the head has to match the body. So Rabbi Gamliel's message, and that's what the whole Pirkei Avos is, the message. His message to the people was, look, I'm working for you. And if I'm working for you, my greatness comes from your schus, not from my schus. Schus avosim misayatim v'tzidkosim v'medes la. It's the schus avos of the people that can make me big. Rabbi Gamliel has to say to himself, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so what am I at the end of the whole thing? The answer is, va'ani, va'tem, and people that are working for the tzibur, and therefore getting all of their greatness from the tzibur, don't have their own greatness. Ma'alani aleichem socher harbe, you get the schar ki ilu asisam. So the message is a good shot in the Mishnah. So the message of the whole Mishnah is that the Jewish way to achieve greatness is by using the greatness l'shem shemayim, in other words, using whatever greatness we want to achieve for everybody around us. And by throwing it on everybody around us, so what we're doing is we're sponging in all of the greatness that they have and getting the schar for it. So it's like a trick. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I've got to reconnect with the people. When he went climb down the mountain, I've got to reconnect with the Nesi'im. They weren't Nesi'im if they want to be different. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed up on Har Sinai. Different, okay, I'm staying up on the mountain. The holy man died on the mountain. That's all. He had to reconnect with the people. And he went down and he broke the luchos and he talked to them and he yelled at them and he did whatever. He had to reconnect with the people because it was the connection with the people that recapitated the head to the body. And once it reaches the body, then the blood flows and the energy goes and you get to the greatness.
So you're going to die.
He had to fix the body up, man.